Joining us now, someone familiar with national championship glory. As a matter of fact, it was 10 years ago this weekend that the University of Maryland Terrapins hoisted the Sears Trophy, culminating a great season. He's Gary Williams. Coach, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. And let's start off with 10 years ago this weekend. You guys had Kansas in the semifinal round down in Atlanta, had a big lead, had to hold on to win that game, and then Indiana to cut down the nets. Just take us through that weekend as you remember it.
Well, we had gotten to the Final Four the year before, so that was kind of our goal to get back in 2002 and to win it if we did get the chance to get back. And I remember at Midnight Madness for the 2001-2002 season telling the students that we were going to win the national championship that year, and that was probably crazy to do that. But at the same time, I wanted our team to make sure they knew I felt the same way that they did. And we were a very confident team that year in practice leading up to the start of the season. We lost to Arizona in the first game up in Madison Square Garden. And, you know, that kind of gave us a reality check that it wasn't going to be easy. Nobody's going to lay over for us. And, you know, we had to go get it. And from that point on, we only lost three games the rest of the year.
Gary Williams on the Packer Ford Hotline as we talk about the national championship coming up tonight. And, Coach, before we dive into the game itself, your comments last week kind of took off in a weird way, and a lot of people agreeing with your assessment that Kentucky could probably beat the Wizards in a game. You still stand by your comments?
Well, it's typical of today's instant news. You know, that thing went worldwide. I got a call from a guy I know in London about it. But the question posed to me, and it was on, you know, a D.C. sports station, the question posed if the Wizards played back-to-back-to-back games and they went to Kentucky and had to play at that point this year against Kentucky's team, would Kentucky have a chance to win that game? And I said, yes, they would. I felt Kentucky could win that game. And if you look at the Wizards, John Wall from Kentucky is their point guard. He came into the league and played pretty well. This year, Kentucky has three or four players at Wall's level that will immediately impact the NBA next year. And we're not talking best out of seven or an 82-game schedule. We're talking one game in that situation. And that was my answer, but right. My answer never got out. All that got out was Kentucky could beat the Wizards.
But you did qualify by saying it would be the Wizards having to go to Madison Square Garden, then down to Philly, and then on about
back
end.
I just said they would go
back-to-back-to-back.
Whenever teams do that this year, about two starters don't play the next game because they're hurt, you know, from the triple back-to-back.
Gary Williams joining us here on the program, future Hall of Famer 10 years ago, national championship coach, University of Maryland beating Indiana down in Atlanta. Speaking of Kentucky, this year's ball club, certainly talented, favored to win tonight, which we'll get to. Juan Dixon quoted in the Baltimore Sun today, Coach, saying that 10 years ago, that team, Maryland, would have hung with, if not beat, Kentucky. I said that a few weeks back myself because you had four NBA players on that squad. People tend to forget that. How does Maryland 10 years ago match up with Kentucky, who, by the way, hasn't even won the national championship yet?
Well, we were big enough and physical enough. I think that's the thing. When you look at Kentucky this year, they're very physical in a lot of positions. And, you know, they have the player of the year in Davis, but we had Juan Dixon, who was ACC Player of the Year and second in the country to Jason Williams, who he beat for Player of the Year that year, but Juan finished second overall. So the other thing we had with Taj Holden at 6'10", 260, and Ryan Randall, 6'7", 250, we had the depth to be able to go bang and turn it into a physical game with anybody we played against, and that's what got us through Kentucky with Tayshaun Prince and Connecticut with Okafor and those people. We just had enough people that foul trouble wasn't really a factor for us inside that year. And, you know, you throw two guards. One guy had a seven-year career in Juan Dixon. Another guy still playing, Steve Blake, at the point. We had a great combination of players. And that swing man, which is always important to any team, in Byron Mouton. So I think it's legitimate to say that, you know, we could play. I mean, you never know until you would play the game. And that's always the interesting debate between teams of different eras, you know, who's the best team. But, you know, I'm sure we would have showed very well in a game like that.
Former Terps head coach Gary Williams here on 105.7, the Fan on the Packer Ford Hotline. Tonight it's Kansas and Kentucky for a national championship. Coach, when you get to this moment and you're going to talk to your team before this game starts. I mean, do you have to say anything out of the ordinary? Or, I mean, you're at this for 35, 36 games now. What at this point in the season do you tell your team that's anything different than you've told them 35 times already?
Well, I think the big thing is to enjoy the moment. In other words, don't feel like this is something that's hard to do or anything like that. You know, we earned the right to be there, and that, you know, we certainly were good enough to win the national championship that particular night. And I just reminded the players of that. And the last thing I said, let's just go play our game. We don't have to play anybody else's game. Let's just play our game. So you're right. You don't have to say a lot of things to a team that has that type of maturity and leadership that we had that year.
Gary, we get down to a final couple minutes of the game tonight, and it's close. If you had to pick, who would you prefer doing the X's and O's there, Self or John Calipari?
Well, they're both really good. I think they both have their own style of coaching. Self this year has kind of put together a team. They lost four starters, I believe, from last year's team, and nobody really considered them that good of a team preseason. And you know, they do have a great player in Robinson. He did a great job against a very physical Ohio State team. And when they get point guard play like Taylor gave them, and, you know, Elijah Johnson, the guard, had 10 rebounds in that game. So there's some things there that makes you think they can play with it. The one thing to watch at the end of the game is if Kansas stays close. Kansas shot 11 for 14 from the free throw line, and Kentucky struggled from the free throw line. So if it does get down to the last 2 minutes, which a lot of these games, no matter who's the favorite or, you know, what the spread is before a game, it seems like these games always get close. You know, maybe Kansas on the line might be more effective than Kentucky, but Kentucky has Davis, and there's not many Davises that play college basketball. He reminds me a lot of Joe Smith that played for me, that was the Naismith Award winner, and a guy like Tim Duncan at Wake Forest. But there's not many college players at that size that can do the things that Davis can do.
Coach, I'm curious to get your perspective on John Calipari from the standpoint of he's been to the Final Four now four times in his career, been in two title games, has yet to win one. And I know from your point of view, it doesn't – him not winning a national championship doesn't have to validate how good of a coach he is, but from an outsider's perspective, and now that you're kind of on the media side, I mean, how do you feel about John Calipari if he doesn't win a national title tonight?
Well, it'll really bother him personally. I think, you know, I still really believe that, you know, one game should not determine your coaching career. But as you said, people put a great deal of credibility on the fact whether you win that game or not. And, you know, Bill Self has won that game, and Calipari hasn't. They went against each other when it looked like Calipari was going to win that game, and that they didn't get it. So this is a big one for John tonight. There's no doubt about it. This takes a lot of stuff away from anybody can say. And he's put together, in his own unique way, a tremendous basketball team. And, you know, they're a big favorite to win this game. So we'll see what happens.
Gary, from your perspective here, and this is something that Mark and I are going to talk about later on in the program, Butler 2 years in a row making it to the championship game. You had VCU make it to the Final Four, George Mason a few years back. But in the end, do you think the majority of college basketball fans like to see the so-called heavyweight battle once you get to that Final Four? You were there with Oklahoma, of course, and Kansas and Indiana. And this year, we've got some pretty strong teams as well. Do you think the fans would rather see the so-called royalty of college hoops than, say, a Cinderella playing for the ring?
Well, they like the story, you know, of a Butler or a Mason or whatever making that run. But the Final Four, I think most people like to see, you know, the heavyweights go at it, because that's what it's all about. And I think that's the part of the NCAA tournament that some people really like, the fact that a team like a Butler can make a run like that. Others feel that you know, it's not really a true test. In other words, if you play in the Big Ten, for example, and you're Ohio State, Michigan State, or Michigan, and had a three-way tie this year, you beat each other up pretty severely during the course of those, you know, 3 months that you play conference ball or whatever it is. And then you get to the tournament. Well, you might have a guy hurt. You might be really tired from the physical banging in the league, where a Butler, for example, probably played four games, say, last year, where they really had to struggle to win those games in their league play. So they come in a little fresher, a little more fired up, you know, and, you know, that can happen. But in the long run, usually, you know, the best teams get there, and if Butler's the best team on that particular year, then they deserve to be there. But, you know, ratings, things like that for, you know, obviously tonight a Kentucky, you know, game against a Kansas game, two of the all-time winningest programs in college basketball. That's going to draw a lot of people. In other words, the TV ratings, sponsors like that. And, it is about, you know, unfortunately, you know, you're playing in Dome. They announced a crowd at 70,000 down here for the semis the other night. And, you know, it's just where it is now in college basketball. So given all that, I think they'd rather see the big boys playing in this situation.
Coach, last question for you. 10 years since you guys won a national championship, how did you end up celebrating? I know Jimmy Patso said that you guys went out to dinner, and he actually noted that you paid.
Yeah, I you know, Jimmy just got a new contract. And, you know, I thought he might, you know, take care of it. But no, we just quietly, you know, went out to dinner and talked about some things. We had a thing up in Baltimore the other night at the Babe Ruth Museum that was really nice. There were some people there, and we talked about the season. They showed clips of the championship game, so that was a lot of fun. And you know, I stay in touch with the guys, you know, and it's always good to hear from them. And whenever you do, you go right back to that night. It brings back a lot of memories.
He's Gary Williams, future Hall of Famer, coach, Maryland Terrapins national champions. Hard to believe 10 years ago. Gary, we appreciate your time. Enjoy the game tonight down in beautiful New Orleans, Louisiana. We'll catch up soon.
Thanks.